So when we return, when we want some guidance, especially for the future, some people look to the stars. Recently read that in North America, 80% of people know their astrological sign, and more than half read their horoscope at least twice or three times a month. People always wanted to know what the future holds. That was also true in the ancient world at the time of the Bible. In the search for mystery, many people became stargazers. Tradition has it that the Magi from the East were astrologers. They were also deeply religious, and they scanned the heavens every night looking for some sign from the heavenly powers in the sky. Well, one evening, lo and behold, a sign appeared, a star they had never seen before. It was bigger, more brilliant than any other star in the heavens. And they said among themselves, could this be the sign that we've been looking for? Perhaps if we follow the star, it would lead us to what we have been seeking. And so these Magi dropped everything and immediately followed the star. They followed the star until it stopped over the place where the child was. And they were overjoyed at seeing the star. And on entering the house, they saw the child with Mary, his mother. With gratitude, they bowed in humble adoration and brought gifts for a king, gifts of gold and frankincense and myrrh. And here we are 2,000 years later. The star shines brighter than ever. And the light, eternal light, has brought us here where we have found the newborn child lying in the manger, surrounded by Mary and Joseph. And good news, that same star continues to beckon us, to show us the child as he grows in age and wisdom. We see he becomes the rabbi, the teacher, the preacher, the healer, the good shepherd, the long-awaited Messiah and Lord. And the star also speaks to us from high above the heavens as the Son of God hangs upon a cross, the only begotten Son of God crucified for our sins. But the star shines brighter than ever when the Lord rises from the dead, glorious, and reign as the Lord of life. Did not Jesus remind us that he is the light of the world? I am the way, the truth, and the life. And so, as seekers, we follow Jesus because the star has led us to him. And as we come to him and the star shines bright in our daily path, Jesus calls us to an abundant life, a five-pointed, five-dimensional life, a life overflowing with joy and gratitude, hope and thanksgiving. If we faithfully follow that star day after day, eventually our destination is determined. We will come into the light. This brings us to the one final chapter. Today's story reminds us that following a star will often bring a change of direction. And if you call the story from Matthew, it was necessary for the Magi to go back home by a different way. And so my guess is they went home better persons. Maybe closer home, that should happen to you and me as we begin to move away from Christmas into this brand new year, with the light of Jesus' star shining brightly more than ever. Maybe we should return by a different way, a better way, a brighter way, the way of light in a darkened world. Long ago, Henry Van Dyke wrote these words, which we still remember today. Are you willing to forget what you have done for other people? Remember what other people have done for you. Are you willing to ignore what the world owes you and think what you owe the world? Are you willing to put your rights in the background and your duties in the foreground? Are you willing to own that probably the only good reason for your existence is not what you're going to get out of life, but what are you going to give life? And are you willing to close your book of complaints against the management of the universe? Look around for a place where you can sow a few seeds of happiness and joy and love and hope. Are you willing to do these things even for a day? Then even so, if we take one day at a time in this brand new year, the good news, friends, our life will take a new direction. Remember the like of old, wise ones still seek him. They seek his star, his shining light. What good advice for the first Sunday of the new year, the year of hope, as we begin the Jubilee 2025. Carpe diem, seize the day. Let's not let it pass by, but let's follow that star every step of the way.